WTOP at 110. Nearly 300 girls have been kidnapped in Nigeria by Islamic extremists, the terrorist group called Boko Haram. And now the Pentagon says it will be sending a handful of troops to help the Nigerian government find the girls. No plans for American military operations there, however. Those girls were taken 3 weeks ago.
Nicole Lee joins us live now for more on this. She is the outgoing president of Trans Africa and an international human rights attorney. Nicole, the U.S. offered help, what, 3 weeks ago, and it was only just accepted by Nigeria?
Frankly, yes. Since the very beginning, the U.S. has been offering help, investigative help, forensic help. I think because the Nigerian government has experienced so many attacks by Boko Haram, they want to be seen as effective, even if they're not effective, frankly. It really has taken international pressure to make sure that the Nigerian government is accepting the help that they need. And it's going to take international pressure to ensure these girls come home safely.
So you were at the embassy earlier this week for the protest. You've been in touch with people on the ground in Nigeria. What have you learned about this situation? Will the aid from the U.S. be helpful in this situation? And what is it going to take to get these girls?
I think the aid will be helpful. I'm glad to hear that we're not talking about troops on the ground, because the truth of the matter is American troops really don't have a place right now in Nigeria. Certainly the forensic teams will be helpful, the investigative teams. Now, we know, just because we've seen kidnappings here in our own country, minutes count, hours count, certainly days count. And what we're seeing now is 2.5 weeks away. We're not sure if the Boko Haram leader, or the so-called leader, has made good on his claims that he's selling the girls for as little as $12 to be quote-unquote brides. I mean, the whole thing is very scary and frankly disgusting. I think that the assistance that the U.S. is providing is going to be helpful. I'm just so sad that it took so long.
You have to wonder if this is an isolated, we're hearing a lot about it because there's hundreds of girls, but this is probably not an isolated incident.
Not at all. I mean, this is the most brazen, obvious attack. 300 girls. I mean, it's just, you can't even fathom it. Mm. But Boko Haram has, in the last few years, really gained a lot of ground in Nigeria. They've done two bombings in Abuja, one that killed 73 people about 2 weeks ago. They have also done another kidnapping of 11 girls very close to Cameroon, the border, at the border of Nigeria. So Boko Haram is a threat. The country is under siege. It's a major security issue. And civilians, frankly, feel targeted, actually, both by Boko Haram and then sometimes by the Nigerian government.
Are children particularly targets in that country for Boko Haram?
I think civilians are really the most targeted by Boko Haram. It is only, frankly, when you look at the attacks that they've waged, most of them have been at civilian targets, not military targets. I mean, that tells you a lot. It tells you that they're really trying to lay siege to the people of Nigeria to break their hearts and spirits. And unfortunately, some of that is working. Nigerians are living in absolute terror and fear, which is why it is so important for the international community to speak out. I've spoken to people on the ground that have said, Nicole, please, you guys have to keep up this pressure because we can't speak. We feel reprisals, we fear reprisals both from Boko Haram and, frankly, the Nigerian government.
Over the last couple of weeks, we've heard some suspicions that Boko Haram has actually infiltrated the Nigerian government.
No, I've heard those too. And, you know, and I think it also what has aided or has led to that is the fact that the girls that escaped said that the reason why they willingly left the buildings in the school was because the militants claimed to be from the Nigerian military. So I think oftentimes it's difficult for civilians to know who's friend and who's foe.
I would take it that those girls who did escape are the key to providing whatever information U.S. officials will try to glean.
No, certainly they have to be. And they are providing a lot of intelligence about the intent of Boko Haram, that they were forced to cook. They were forced to, do particular duties for the militants. And so hopefully we will understand and believe those girls and use them for our intelligence purposes as
Let's hope this resolves soon and that maybe some protocols will be set up to keep it from happening more often.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you coming in to talk about
Thanks,
it today.
Nicole
Lee is
Thank
the outgoing
you.
President of Trans Africa and an international human rights attorney.